The Matanuska Susitna Borough Assembly is looking at a bid to disband the borough's ethics board, and a vote on the issue could come as early as tomorrow night. Some residents are concerned that the move could mean major changes to the borough's ethics code will be taken out of public view. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Jim Sykes is a former chair of the Matanuska Susitna Borough Ethics Board and a borough political watchdog. He's concerned about the proposed amendment of some sections of the borough's ethics code. Sykes says the move to change the borough's ethics code piecemeal now is counterproductive, since a total revision is slated for August.
Really, it doesn't make any sense to change the ethics law when the really big rewrite of the ethics code is scheduled to be done in August. I mean, the assembly has had the ethics code rewrite since February, but they scheduled consideration of it for August, and then suddenly, in the middle of May, this proposal comes up as if there's some sort of emergency, and there isn't.
The assembly has set a public hearing for Tuesday night on Ordinance 11060 at its regular meeting. One proposal would eliminate the Borough Ethics Board and reassign all ethics cases to an administrative hearing officer.
I believe the Ethics Board brought the best of all possible worlds, and they made sure that people's rights would be protected by having a full board, five different sets of eyes on the same case at every stage, rather than allowing one person to receive the complaint, investigate it, prepare to prosecute it, hear the case, and be the judge, jury, and possibly even executioner.
A second proposal would allow borough assembly members to gain personal financial interests by as much as $5,000 without coming under conflict of interest scrutiny. Current law restricts officials to $50. Introduction of the ordinance has not been assigned to any specific assembly member. Borough attorney Nick Spiropoulos says he authored the language of the ordinance after he had been asked to clarify some aspects of the borough ethics code. Spiropoulos says the revision of the Board of Ethics comes after budget discussions regarding attorney's fees requested by the Board of Ethics. Two past cases incurred fees totaling $100,000. I'm Ellen Lockyer.